Land Warrior. High-tech, high-priced, high-profile, netro-fucking-centric Land Warrior. To see what was in front of our face was bad enough, but Spybird uplinks were also showing how truly large the horde was. We might be facing thousands, but behind them were millions. Remember, we were taking on the bulk of New York City's infestation. This was only the head of one really long undead snake stretching all the way back to Times fucking Square. We didn't need to see that. I didn't need to know that. That little scared voice wasn't so little anymore. Oh shit, oh shit! And suddenly wasn't in my head anymore. It was in my earpiece. Every time some jerkoff couldn't control his mouth, Land Warrior made sure the rest of us heard it. There's too many! We gotta get the fuck out of here! Someone from another platoon, I didn't know his name, started hollering, I hit him in the head and he didn't die! They don't die when you shoot him in the head! I'm sure he must have missed the brain. It can happen. Around just grazing the inside of the skull, maybe if he'd been calm and used his own brain, he would have realized that. Panic's even more infectious than the Z germ, and the wonders of Land Warrior allowed that germ to become airborne. What? They don't die? Who said that? You shot it in the head? Holy crap, they're indestructible! All over the net you could hear this, browning shorts across the Info Superhighway. Everyone pipe down, someone shouted. Hold the line, stay off the net, an older voice you could tell, but suddenly it was drowned out in this scream, and suddenly my eyepiece, and I'm sure everyone else's, was filled with the sight of blood spurting into a mouth of broken teeth. The sight was from a dude in the yard of a house behind the line. The owners must have left a few reanimated family members locked in when they bugged out. Maybe the shock from the explosions weakened the door or something, because they came bursting out right into this poor bastard. His gun camera recorded the whole thing, fell right at the perfect angle. There were five of them, a man, a woman, three kids. They had him pinned on his back. The man was on his chest. The kids had him by the arms, trying to bite through his suit. The woman tore his mask off. You could see the terror in his face. I'll never forget his shriek as she bit off his chin and lower lip. They're behind us, someone was shouting. They're coming out of the houses. The line's broken. They're everywhere. Suddenly, the image went dark, cut off from an external source, and the voice, the older voice, was back again. Stay off the net, he ordered, trying real hard to control his voice, and then the link went dead. I'm sure it must have taken more than a few seconds. It had to, even if they'd just been hovering above our heads, but it seemed like right after the communications line blacked out that the sky was suddenly screaming with JSFs. I didn't see them release their ordnance. I was at the bottom of my hole cursing the army and God and my own hands for not digging deeper. That ground shook. The sky went dark. Debris was everywhere, earth and ash and burning whatever flying above my head. I felt this weight slam between my shoulder blades, soft and heavy. I rolled over. It was a head and torso, all charred black and still smoking and still trying to bite. I kicked it away and scrambled out of my hole seconds after the last of the J-Sows fell. I found myself staring into this cloud of black smoke. Where the horde had been, the freeway, the houses, everything was covered by this midnight cloud. I vaguely remember other guys getting out of their holes, hatches opening on tanks and Bradleys, everyone just staring into the darkness. There was a quiet, a stillness that, in my mind, lasted for hours. And then they came, right out of the smoke like a freaking little kid's nightmare. Some were steaming, some were even still burning. Some were walking, some were crawling, some just dragging themselves along on their torn bellies. Maybe 1 in 20 was still able to move, which left, shit, a couple thousand? And behind them, mixing with their ranks and pushing steadily towards us, the remaining million that the airstrike hadn't even touched.